ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Brought to you by Zada Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Belvieu, Houston. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. It's Masters Thursday morning. How do we feel about it, boys? Dell, how you feel about Masters Thursday? Did you watch Jack and Gary Player tee off? You're watching it right now, as a matter of fact?
There are people there. Are they 6 feet apart?
We're not doing 6 feet apart, okay?
Are they?
No, they're all vaccinated. It's Georgia.
What does that mean?
And everybody there has, apparently, they're all down with the voting rights and everything. It's a great day.
I think it has to do with voting rights so much as no they're idea. Just all jammed up there. But I'm fine with it if they got their vaccine.
I don't care that they're vaccinated. And it's Augusta National. You don't get, there's no COVID
they have
at
their
Augusta
own.
National.
Augusta National is actually... they are their own country a little bit.
They are.
We don't like to say secede.
It's like the Vatican.
Yeah. Or Washington, D.C.
Right.
It's more of a province.
Yeah. No. It should be anyway.
Or if this is Louisiana, that's the Master's Parish.
Yeah.
They would call it a parish.
That's the Master's Parish? Okay. All right.
Augusta Parish.
Look at that. They got that all lining up. Everybody's.
If you go all the way down to the end before you get to the outside of the Augusta Parish, they got a place with unbelievable cracklings. Everything in Louisiana. Oh, man. Where is this? If you go all the way down to that store that has the boudin, you know, the kind that we really love that one with the boudin and the cracklings. Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, how far away is that? I'm supposed to go to the place with the Louisiana Lafayette's playing. I'm supposed to go to a baseball game. You know where that is? You know where Don's is?
Don's Seafood?
Don's Seafood. To me, everyone loves Don's, like they got the best boudin balls and all that, but I don't think they really do. I think the best one is what, but that's not telling me where I'm supposed to go.
No, because
that's 5 miles from there. So go out there
and
some boudin balls and then catch a right. Could I get to the park faster if I didn't get the boudin? Yeah, but why would you do that?
Right.
Just trying to get there. That's kind of like the Masters. It's got their own little flavor. Like Southwest Louisiana is its own thing. Wearing those pants?
That's Ian Poulter. What, are you crazy?
He's wearing Jack Nicklaus 1970s
Yes,
pants.
That's what he do. Are you kidding me?
Oh, he always does that.
Are you excited? Are you guys excited?
We cannot do full-time commentary.
Are you watching Ian Poulter right now?
On putting and chipping practice. This is not good radio.
This is awesome. Look, he's in.
Get back to Deshaun's anus.
Oh.
That's radio that we do about what did he ask people to do.
That's what
sports radio is now, John. How long is a losing streak? And what did Deshaun ask you to touch?
Well, the losing streak is over. The idiots won.
Dummies.
Nice job, John Wall. 31 points. Kelly Olynyk. Kelly Olynyk is ruining everything.
Yeah,
nice job,
really
Dell.
He really is.
Bringing in Kelly Olynyk.
This is never going to get Rafael Stone Executive of the Year.
No. How are you going to get Executive of the Year? Well, you only got a 3-game lead now over Orlando for that 4 spot. Okay.
Yeah, but you're not far out of number one either.
No. Well, they're a game and a half out of number one now. They were just a half a game out of number
you're
one.
You're closer to last than first. And when I say first, that means.
Yeah. Right. No.
You're closer to first than fourth, yeah.
Right. You are a little bit, but not enough. That's not a big enough cushion. You know, Orlando can lose a bunch of games, and you got to play Orlando.
If you're confused.
This is stupid.
If you're confused, the Rockets won yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, it's
potentially sabotaging their chances for a draft pick. For those who don't know, if they finish outside of the top four, they're done. But if they finish last and they lose in the lottery somehow – or whatever. No.
They finished the last four after the lottery.
Yeah. After the lottery. But you could fall out.
You could. Well, the best chance is finish top three to get a 52% chance of finishing.
You're probably going to get a draft pick if you finish bottom three. or top three, as we say.
Probably, but you never know.
But it's no guarantee.
No, it's no guarantee. It's only no 52-48.
Well, somebody else could get got too.
Yeah.
Like, if you're there low enough, I mean, there's a pretty decent chance.
Well, yeah, it's a better chance than not. So that's why you're trying to lose here. And they're screwing it up.
Somebody's
got to tell John Wall and Kelly Olynyk.
Well, I mean, they're screwing it up, but look, they're 14-37. I don't know if they're screwing it up per se.
Yesterday.
That's a pretty good.
But that was a guaranteed loss yesterday. What the hell is wrong with that?
Well, what happened is the Rockets played better in the first half. They didn't have one. They didn't have a quarter where they usually have one of those quarters where they get trucked by 15-20.
Well, what happened was Luka Doncic, 9-26.
Didn't show up.
What the hell?
Randomly didn't show up.
Yeah. You suck, Luka. You're supposed to be one of the best players in the game. You suck.
And these random John Wall games are, they can be problematic.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, Wall hit 31? That's no good, especially if you pair it with Kelly Olynyk. For those who haven't been following, Kelly Olynyk was one of the players who came back in the Victor Oladipo trade. It was a really good one for the Rockets. They killed it. And they got Kelly Olynyk, who's probably better than Victor Oladipo, frankly, the way they played with the Rockets, at least. And Olynyk yesterday, not so much. He had 10 points. But he had 18 boards. And if you go look at what he's done with the Rockets, this dude has been a factor.
He's been a killer.
He's been a factor. 10 points, 18 boards, 16 on the defensive side. But it was John Wall had a strong game, and the Rockets beat a team, and the Mavericks, who are serial disappointers. Like, you always think, I've been waiting for the Mavericks to take this big jump, and they're just not doing it. And yesterday is a classic example of why they can't. I thought the Porzingis, I knew Kristaps was soft as tissue, but soft as Charmin. But what's happened, though, with Kristaps, Porzingis, and Luka is that they have not turned into a dominant combination. One of them is a really good player. The other one is just sometimes good and sometimes hurt. And the Mavericks haven't been able to get in the flow, and now we suffer because of it. Because this scrappy Rockets team, and the Rockets have not just fully given up. Like, they are scrapping. It's not like they're trying to lose, I don't think. The players aren't trying to lose, I don't think.
No.
Yesterday's a great example. John Wall doesn't. John Wall has been on sucky teams for a long time. People look at John Wall as a guy who is stealing money for a few years now. I don't think John Wall wants that reputation. There's no way. John Wall's not in this for the Rockets to get a draft pick. He didn't care. John Wall's trying to play.
No, he wants
trying to look good. It's just,
that's on him.
Just through his natural John Wallness, it's going to lead to a lot of losses.
Yeah, but, you know.
Every once in a while, you have to fade a win, John. But as long as there's a bunch of red L's that come before it, you'll be okay.
Well, we just got to finish in the last three so you get the best, the bottom three, so you get the
best
chance.
This team was 11-10 at one time, John.
Yeah.
Currently 14-37. I mean, that's a pretty good 4-17 run.
I get it. They're trying their hardest. I get it. They're trying to.
I'm sorry, 4-27 run. What am I talking
about? Yeah, 4-27.
Yeah.
So I know. I get it. I appreciate the effort, 4-27. Yeah. I appreciate that. But you know what? Every once in a while, they screw up and win a game like this. And it scares you just
Barry
a little
Bonds
bit.
Is like, I've pumped my body so full of all the steens and draws and all this stuff. And then this Granato guy is busting my balls because I didn't hit every home run the other day. I had a game without a home run. That's what if you were a San Francisco Giant, if you were in San Francisco doing Sports Talk Radio, you probably would have crushed Barry Bonds for not having a home run in a single game, even though when he pumped himself so full of horse tranquilizers or whatever that he hit 90 home runs, 100 home runs, whatever it ended up being, whatever amazing number it ended up being.
Mm.
You know, sometime he's not going to hit a home run. Sometime the Rockets aren't going to lose.
So, well, just do your best. Do your best out there, guys. All right? Stop with the 31 points, John Wall, on 12 of 23. Stop Kelly Olynyk with all the hustle and the try-hardness. We need to finish in the bottom three, and let's just get that job done. So there was a real effect from those women coming forward. There was a real effect. What it did was it put a face to it.
Yep.
As opposed to just papers. And you know, and we talked about. I think the NFL is going to have to act next after, and now the all his advertisers have acted.
Well, you knew that
all
was
of his
coming.
Sponsors. Yeah.
And as soon as one did, as soon as Nike did, that's where the avalanche is going to happen. Beats by Dre, followed suit. And who else? Is there a third one already?
Yeah. Reliant Energy.
Okay.
As soon as one
goes, all will go.
Yeah. Obviously, HEB hasn't come out yet, but you're not going to see him in another HEB commercial. It's over. That dude, Scott McClellan, is like Mr. He can't be cornier he's just all about goodness and wholesomeness.
Texans. He's Texan-y.
Yeah. Well, but he's also, he's corny and good and everything. Well, is that Texan-y?
Yeah, corny.
Corny,
they covet the good guy. Yeah, he's like corny.
Like one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish?
Yeah.
That kind of corny?
Yeah, that's what Scott McClellan is.
Well,
one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe you guys see this robot that makes pancakes?
What?
Corny.
He's
all of his commercials
are corny. Like
he does a great
corny.
Job on the, whole grocery store making front or whatever. But his commercials, he's corny on the commercials. He's Texans. The Texans are a corny organization. At least they have been. He's corny. By the way, I got an email from the Texans. Hey, what's your address if we wanted to send you something on like a draft day or something? What's your home or what's the best address for you? And I'm like, 5353 West Alabama. You ain't getting my home address. This is a trick. This is a trap. I'm not getting trapped. What's your address?
Are they going to teach you about the draft? Is that what they're trying to do?
We want to send you a gift.
Because they've done the draft.
No, it's a Mo Green thing. I'm not getting caught up in this.
No, they're going to come to your house and shoot you in the eye?
I don't know. They just said, where do you think you would be? We want to deliver something. Deliver what?
No.
What do you want to deliver?
They want to deliver a season ticket package to you.
5353 West Alabama, suite 400. Okay?
415, I think.
Doesn't matter. No, it's 400. It'll get there. I don't care. Good. Suite 300.
No,
I don't need them knowing where to go.
That's the wrong floor.
Good.
Well, don't mislead our Texans.
I got an email. Hey, Lance, where would you happen to be on April whatever? They're sending you a pizza. We want to send you something.
You know that, right? That's what they're doing.
We want to send you
for draft
something.
Night. They're sending you something. A pizza.
Too bad.
Now, if you don't get the pizza when they send it to you, guess what?
Pizza laced with what?
No, they're sending
you. A special Jack Easterby pizza?
No, they're trying. Are you going to be able to talk nice about their draft?
How
are you going to talk nice about their draft if you don't get their pizza?
Have you seen how I respond when people step out of line about brisket stuff?
Yeah.
What do you think I would do to your pizza if I sent you a pizza?
What are you talking about?
You think I would just send you a regular pizza?
Yeah, they're going to send you a regular pizza.
You think I would?
Yeah.
You do?
Okay. All right.
Okay. If you spent all this time bad-mouthing me, I got something for you.
They don't know. They don't remember. They don't know what you do. Remember? Mm-hmm. They don't even know what you do for a living. 712 ESPN 97.
Okay, quickly. I won't tell that story.
All right.
I just think that Jack was trying to tell Bill how to demean me one time.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. It was like woefully incompetent. Imagine that. Those two doing something woefully incompetent. And it came off as just, and by the end of the phone call, Bill was like, I could tell he was this close to screaming at me. Sorry, we disappoint you so much. Bye. That's literally how he hung up. That's the last conversation I had with Bill was, sorry, you're so disappointed in everything. Bye. Okay.
Beat it.
Cool.
Beat it, Alabama. It's like you're talking to an Alabama offensive coordinator. Stop.
One fish, two fish. What do you want on your pizza, Lance? Nuts? No. I don't eat nut pizza. What do you mean? Like a walnuts? You want some nice...
No, Jack
walnuts Easter, on your pizza.
Of all the things, you think Jack Easterby's going to rub his nuts on your pizza? Is that what?
Okay. Have you followed the tale of Littlefinger? This man will end your career.
He is wholesome.
He's cutting people. I had an NFL executive at one point say, when the Deshaun Watson first came out, he said, I just feel like I wouldn't put it past Jack. I said, do you want? And I went back to this guy later. I said, do you understand for the fact? I said, do you think the tech? He goes, no, Texas don't have anything to do with this. I said, do you remember when you said that? The fact that you are wondering to yourself if Jack Easterby could have had anything to do with Deshaun Watson stuff? That tells you what you think about Jack Easterby. If that even comes to your head.
Everyone.
Doesn't even come to my head.
Everyone said the same. Everyone in the league said the same thing.
And I don't like Jack Easterby. I think he's woefully incompetent. I think he's a fake good guy. But I don't think, at no point did that come to my head that Jack Easterby is doing this to Deshaun Watson. people in the NFL are like, I mean, could Jack have done this? The fact that you even think that
right.
means that I'm not taking your pizza.
7:14 ESPN 97.5. You know what today is? Today is sell John Clay Wolf your car. That's what today is. If you're looking for
national days,
that's what it's national sell your car to John Clay Wolf Day. That's what it is. Look, we're heading toward the weekend. I don't know why you got to get rid of your car on the weekend. I don't know. I don't know what your deal is with your car. I don't know if you're upside down on your payments. I don't know if you are in over your head with your payments since COVID. I don't know if you're just tired of this car. But John Clay Wolf has been giving, literally sticker price for certain cars. If you have a new car, John Clay Wolf is actually, he's buying them at what you paid for them. You know, when you drive a car off the lot, you immediately lose thousands of dollars. Well, John Clay Wolf is saying, I'll give you those thousands of dollars back because I need these cars. He has been paying stupid money for cars for whatever reason. I don't know why, but he's been selling like 1,000 cars at auction, which is a number that is ridiculous, and yet he continues to do it because he gives top dollar every single time. So if you're looking to sell your car, you want top dollar for it, there's one place to go. It's GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, watching Kevin Durant back.
Dream Shake must have had
Brooklyn
an
blows.
Amazing night last night with himself.
Oh my God, did he? Oh, are you kidding me?
Can you imagine the flailing that went?
Oh my God. The self.
Flagellation?
Well, I don't know a flagellation. Flagellation? I don't. Oh, okay. Flatulate? Flatulent?
No, when you smack yourself with, cat of nine tails or whatever.
What? You think he does that when Kevin Durant's on the floor?
Maybe. He gets super excited.
He does do that.
Kevin Durant could literally put an infant in a chokehold and he would be like, we don't know what the infant did.
Right.
We don't know if the infant used the N-word.
Whoa.
I don't know, Dream Shake. It feels like that Kevin Durant is choking an infant. But the infant may have said something about his mom. The infant may have... You just don't know what the infant did, the small newborn child did, for Kevin Durant to do that. You can't... What? There's a video of Kevin Durant punting a puppy across the street. What did the puppy do? Have you even checked into it? We don't know until I get all the facts, I'm not going to pass judgment to... Innocent until proven guilty, which brings me to this. I monitored Ashley. okay, so if you go to the video, it's on Channel 2's stream. They've still got it's on YouTube. When Ashley Solis and Lauren Baxley and Tony Busby had the press conference from the other day.
Yeah.
If you go look at the comments section, it's an absolute atrocity. It's an absolute atrocity. And YouTube is where bad comments started on YouTube and message boards. But you can also go to Ashley's Instagram page, because I was monitoring that, her, and people started randomly popping up on posts and saying, just really, you understand now why victims just can't, like, it's hard to come forward when it's somebody famous.
Yeah.
You can come forward, but when it's somebody famous, it's almost impossible, at least if they're beloved. It's not hard to come out against, like, basic old white man. That's easy.
Yeah.
Like Harvey Weinstein.
No, yeah.
Who were the Weinstein people going to attack you, all his fans? No. But if you come out against a celebrity or an athlete or whatever, you are going to, or a musician, whatever the case may be, their fan base is going to brutalize you. Chris Brown, the Breezy fans, I'm sure Dell's heard that they will... They attacked people. He literally beat up Rihanna. How he didn't do prison time, I have no idea. He literally, there's pictures of him kicking the piss out of Rihanna. Just busted her face all up. Beat her. Physically beat her. And he didn't even do jail time. I don't know if he even did jail time. They were like, just do better, Chris. You're fine. Everything's fine. If anyone said anything bad about him, his horde of fans would rain down terror on them through social media. Jeremy Lin has people like that, and that's just for saying Jeremy Lin wasn't a good – you said he wasn't a good basketball player, but it wasn't as bad as what people are saying to, you know, Ashley Solis, because they like Deshaun Watson, and this is all to them a money grab. You can't come up with enough – there is not enough – because it's going to be he said, she said, unless there's a video of him doing something, they're not going to buy into any of it. You know, and that's fine. And that's fine, actually. You just probably don't want to go attack somebody publicly. Like, how about just keep your comments to yourself instead of calling her a whore and she knows what she's getting into and don't act like you didn't like part of that or whatever. Well, like, it's unbelievable what people are saying on the, it just really will do a number on your thoughts about humanity, that there are people out there like this. It's just horrific.
No, it's horrific. I mean, and now she's had to shut down her social media. She said, I'm taking a break. She still put her phone number and email out there though. And she said, I mean, in this, she said, I have to shut down social media, everybody, but if you need, I want to continue to try to work. Here's my email and my. You can text or email me. And I'm like, well, that's not smart. Jeez. What these idiots, you're going to continue to let them get at your. I
mean, well, her business, they'll just call.
I mean, you're a really, really. I mean, I don't like that. I'm not judging people, but you're. There's something wrong with you if you. A potential victim. We don't know if she's a victim or not a victim or what. But if she is, and you're doing this kind of stuff to her,
media, but that's the
you're end. And you are a bad person. You're,
the worst of you can come out on social, on not just social media, anonymous internet. It allows, and like I said before, there's social media. The YouTube comments were famous for being this horrific. So anonymous social media turns. It really, I guess, unleashes the very worst of who you can be. Because the stuff you see from people, man, it is just, and some of the people, this is what they believe. I mean, this is just what they believe, that you can't, there is no possible way that somebody that they like in sport, you know what, Deshaun's not going to be your friend, right?
Yeah.
Deshaun doesn't,
by the way, Deshaun doesn't like you.
He doesn't care about you. He doesn't know you. He's not going to give you money. He's not going to be your friend. He's not going to have sex with you.
He doesn't like you, by the way. I don't know if you heard. Here's what she said. Here's what she put on her Instagram. Taking a break from social media for mental health. I will continue to operate and work through my studio. If you need to contact me, please use the link in my bio. There you can find my email and or phone number. Emails and texts are the best ways to reach me. Okay. Thank you for your continued support.
When did she write that? You'll see. It was 2 weeks ago.
View all 670 comments.
Yeah, there was
670 comments.
So yesterday when I first saw it, there was three. And none of them were from any of the Deshauners. Later in the afternoon when I checked, it was like 30. I can't believe it's up to 600 now.
670.
But that's, and she should leave them up there. Don't delete any of them. Let people see, because all it's going to do is it's just going to help their cause about cyberbullying and stuff like, this is going to become a case study for it. And what, if they're smart, victims advocate groups will take all the comments that people are making. Like I said, you don't have to believe her. It's just, why would you come out and publicly say some of the things that are being said? How about just tell that to your buddies? Your text string that you're having.
Well, like, there's a money grab. I have to be heard by her. I mean, it just.
I got to go. I got to go make my point. I've got to be heard on this. Yeah. It's time for them to hear what Jack 3756 Raw Dog 69 thinks. Yeah. Like, oh, okay.
Well, Raw Dog 69.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Well, that's his Twitter account or Instagram account.
Wow.
You need to find out with Big Bird 47.
Well, if you're Raw Dog 69, you're. I don't want to hear what you think anyway. Okay, just don't.
Well,
be,
no, you
don't
need
be
it.
Raw Dog 69.
No, you need to hear what that guy says on Instagram. You need to hear his comments.
All right.
And what's even more shocking is you think, okay, that's just some rando, terrible person who's awful, and then you see, 19 likes. There's other people who
like this.
Who are saying it's finally. Raw Dog 69, Jack 327 said what we are all thinking. Like, oh my God, humanity. Can we just get rid of you?
No, it's a bad world. We live in a bad world. Oh. All right, let's take a break. We got John and Jeff on the other side. Want to talk about a little Deshaun here.
Yeah, I noticed you're skipping out on the Astros and your boy Joe Smith.
You
need to come get your mans, John.
We got opening day. Dude, opening day. We got the Masters teeing off this morning.
Is this opening day part two?
This is open. No, today's opening day. Home opener.
Oh, you mean home opener?
Yeah, it's home opener.
Are you gonna come get your man's Joe Smith?
Yeah, Joe Smith is he's awesome.
Are you gonna come get him?
Yeah, he's awesome. Joe Smith is great.
Get one more. If you blow it three games in a row, you're done.
Well, Joe Smith sucks right now. So there's no defending Joe Smith. But why don't you tag him with something? Why don't you?
Hey, Joe Smith, you get on there and start attacking him and his family.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, he's probably already got it.
Oh, he's got it.
Go check his Twitter page and just see what some of the comments have been.
He's
made.
Already gotten that. All right, 727 ESPN 97.5. We'll take calls on the other side. 713-780-3776 here on 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. If you're having some problems with 97.5 this morning, that's not a problem, because all you have to do is go to 92.5. 92.5. You can check us out. The Masters is underway. First birdie, Hudson Swafford. Dal, did you bet Hudson Swafford to have the first birdie of the tournament?
I would think Hudson Swafford would be a club pro somewhere.
Hudson Swafford.
Looks like another birdie for Hudson.
Hudson Swafford.
Hudson, come over here and have mint juleps with us.
After my struggles talking about golf yesterday, I called my general practitioner to ask, does the COVID vaccine continue to prohibit me from golf talk? And he said, yeah, through the weekend. So maybe on Monday I'll be able to talk about this.
Well, you're going to have to, because we'll be at Herman Park.
On Monday. I'm not sure. But the doctor said, look, don't freak out if you can't talk about golf for 4 days. It's kind of one of the side effects. So maybe on Monday I'll be fine.
It is not a side effect.
Says you. You don't know. Okay. We're finding out more information every day.
How's your arm today?
My arm is fine. My arm, that side effect is gone. The long-lasting one of golf, not being able to talk about golf still exists. So I won't call my doctor yet.
It's actually only 40 hours is the side effects of the shot.
Well, we hear about things changing. Maybe I'm have a different strain of the COVID vaccine. And so
they can't talk about golf? that side effect?
I didn't expect it to happen, but it has happened. So I'll wait till Monday. We'll see. That's all.
That is not a side effect shot.
Are you a doctor?
Vaccine, okay.
I talked to the doctor, and the doctor said, hey, don't freak out. Call me again on Monday.
You won't be able to talk about golf.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. All right.
It's understandable. We all have different, like Pfizer's. I can only speak to Moderna. I don't know about all the Pfizer stuff. Makes sense.
You got Pfizer?
I got Pfizer, and look.
He got put up on that PF.
The vaccine affects people in different ways.
Yeah.
Right. Your side effect.
It's a weird one, I know. But it just happens to me.
I don't know if Dell will get this one. You will get this one, this joke. I don't know if Dell will. This is brilliant. It may be just too dated. Breaking news, the devil has announced he will no longer have his fiddle contest. It will no longer be held in Georgia.
Right.
The devil goes down to Georgia. Isn't that the song? Yeah.
Well, I don't know why you should know that, but you just know
right,
random stuff.
When it
like
happened,
that.
I tweeted out the midnight train is now headed to North Carolina.
That's a pretty good one, too.
Yeah.
If you had a blue check, that would have gone off and been huge. Actually, no. It's just random stuff.
Yeah.
You can't go truly. Only Black Twitter can make things go truly viral. Like 150,000. I've had some stuff that was big, and the only reason my biggest tweet that I ever go viral was just my kids ended up fighting on a basketball court.
Yeah.
Got on Sports Illustrated. You know why it went really, really big?
It made it on ESPN.
Yeah, it was pretty big. But you know when it got really big, where it took off, because Black Twitter got a hold of it. You know why? You know who tweeted it?
Who?
Lamar Jackson.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson said something about these jits, which is like a Florida term for like little
youngins,
little white kids.
Yeah, no,
youngins.
Oh. Just little young.
That's the youngins. Yeah,
yeah, basically.
What is it? A jit?
Yeah. A little JIT, yeah.
JIT, yeah. JIT
you're not, like, you don't understand, John. Like, I get you. I know
like
you're a part of it.
JIT camp is the worst thing you can go to in Florida. It's like juvie. It's juvie in Florida, they say, is worse than any prison system.
Why can't we just say kids like that's the name?
Because no, you're a little JIT.
Yeah. That's a Florida thing. He said, look at these.
Why we got to make up words?
Young
okay.
JITs.
Is it, does Webster's? Does Webster's know about this?
No, but Urban Dictionary
like John
does.
To decipher. If you had just seen this, he retweeted the video and said, Young JIT's at it. Would you have not? Would you
I would not have
any
idea
what
the
Young JIT's
said.
At it?
No.
Would you have known?
No, I would. Yeah. I know at it and young.
And I know what JIT is through watching on some of my, you know, when I get down rabbit holes.
Yeah.
23andOne lockdown, one of the prison video, the guy who used to be in prison, he's a gamer. Doom, what's his name? I can't remember his gamer name, but he has a really interesting video. He used to be in prison, and he interviews other prisoners. He's actually a great interviewer. It's very interesting. And he has people who have been in different prisons around the country. And so this one guy, Jake, he's a white guy from Boston who is a blood in a Florida JIT camp, which that's where I found the name, JIT camp.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the most unusual, and he had a mesmerizing one-hour video. Like, you can't stop listening to him tell his stories because it's in full Boston accent, but he's also got a little, you know, a little, like, blood, you know, slang flow to him. It is truly, you can't stop watching this. And he's telling these stories about horrific things and how, like, dude, the JIT camps are the worst in Florida. The youth offenders, as soon as you come in there, you're going to get a TOH. You know what TOH is?
No.
Hell, do you know? That's how I'll know if you watch prison videos.
No.
I'll tell you right now, don't watch them.
Okay, test of heart. So you have to immediately get your test of heart as soon as you come into JIT camp or Florida jails. And he said, you could be in a wheelchair. So, it doesn't matter. They'll beat you out of the wheelchair.
So, for example, John, like when you brought on Will to be on the golf show, you would say if you tweeted out, I got a young JIT who's going to join us.
Yeah, you should have said that.
I should have said that.
Or
I
maybe
will next
don't.
Time.
Or maybe don't.
Or maybe no, you shouldn't say it.
I got a young JIT. No. Nope. A young golf JIT.
So this is one of these things where it might be a Myers
young
Leonard.
Golf JIT.
A young golf JIT. That's what young Will is. That's his new name. Golf
Will
JIT.
Made an appearance on the Blitz yesterday talking about the Masters.
I can just see this on Twitter. Why a white man used the phrase JIT and why it's so problematic, LA Times. There's a whole article discussing how you use the phrase golf JIT and why this is now
a
problematic turn of events.
Will's definitely a golf JIT.
Golf JIT.
Because golf,
wow.
Is looked golf at, JIT. Golf is looked at as an older gentleman's game, and Will loves it, but he's a young JIT when it comes to golf.
I guess that's true.
He was on the Blitz talking about the Masters yesterday. They brought him on.
Oh, no, he's now a golf. No, he's now our golf. He's actually our golf correspondent now.
Yeah, he is.
He's our golf correspondent at the station. See, this is what happens. You work these internships. People talk about, paid internship. No, look what Will's done. He gets to work up here all the time for free. He's now a golf correspondent. He gets sandwiches or burgers or whatever they bring up here from time to time when people bring stuff. Not on our show as much as other shows. Look at him. He's making it.
He's making it in life.
Okay.
Young JIT. Young golf JIT's making it.
He's out there right now.
He is?
Crew chief.
That's his new. You know what? Create a Twitter handle. Young golf JIT.
Will, don't.
Will, do it.
For your own benefit, don't listen to John.
Kent Watson still star in HEB commercials selling pork butts or rump roast?
If you just want to lean all the way in, if you think, you know what? I can't get anything anyway. No. I'll never get another commercial anyway. Scott, what do you say? Let's lean into this. I'm here for the Texans can't trade me. I'm here. The fans have forgiven me. What do you say we have? Deshaun, we've also got great rump roast. Like Scott could go, Deshaun, we've also got great rump roast. Too early, Scott. Too early.
You think he should go in for a
line? That commercial would be awesome.
A line of towels? Maybe he should get a towel.
Oh, yeah.
It's not an HEB thing, but some towel sponsor should come on. Like
Martha Stewart and Deshaun do something together? And Deshaun, I thought this is a great hand towel that maybe you would be interested in. Too early, Martha.
It's cooling. It's a cooling towel, Deshaun. You know, because we know you always get hot.
And it's anti-itch, so it takes all the excuses away.
Yeah, I don't know. Martha's going to be all on that.
I feel like that's... I don't feel like...
And Brian Burney, his marketing rep's like... I mean, let's take it.
Might
Nothing
as well.
Else is coming in.
Yeah, we got to have something.
Deshaun, I've got something here, but I wanted to bring it to you, but I don't know how you're going to respond. Martha Stewart wants to do a towel thing. I mean, it's money. We're not getting beats by Dre back.
Let's bring John in. We said we'd take a couple calls here. John, what's going on?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Deshaun and losing his sponsorship or endorsement by Beats by Dre. Don't you kind of, you know, he lost his endorsement because, you know, his treatment of women. And this is from Dre, the guy who made his career calling women bitches and hoes. Isn't that kind of ironic or funny?
Well, what's ironic is, I mean, Dre had a domestic violence issue, but what's also ironic is you passing up on Jimmy Iovine and also the fact that they don't even, like, they're not the ones making. That is, I see what you're saying now. But I don't think Beats by Dre, everyone is just going directly to Dre anymore at all.
And I think they might have sold that thing to Apple some time ago.
Beats by Dre has been sold.
Yeah, so Apple owns it, so it's Apple making the decision. But sure, at the time, Dre used to make music when he called women certain things.
Yeah.
Like 35 years ago. Yes, he did.
When's Dre's new album going to drop?
Detox?
Yeah.
I think it's coming next week.
It is?
Yeah. We've been here doing that joke for since Art latched Art, onto it.
I beat you to it? Art, let's go. You're slow today, Art. Okay? Ask him when Dre's new album's going to drop.
Every guest who would have no idea talking about.
Let's get Jeff in here. What up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to talk about the absurdity at this point of Watson not settling. I don't want to get into the guilty, not guilty thing, but it's almost like Watson got a ticket for $500 or something, and he's so prideful he's going to pay $5,000 for an attorney to defend a $500 ticket. What do I mean by that? Rich people operate differently than poor people. I want people to understand this. Every billionaire has NDAs. It's like, how much does she want? She wants $50,000. Well, how much is it going to cost to defend this? $2 million. Well, let's just pay the $50,000. Deshaun, I guess, didn't do this cost-to-benefit analysis of how much does she want? How much does Rusty Harding cost? Because I'm going to guess his attorney fees on this is going to be way more than what he could have settled for. So he's stupid on that account. And then I guess he didn't factor in how much are my sponsorships? Oh, $10 million a year? Oh, let's forget about that rather than paying, you know, $3 million up front. And then lastly, by not settling, his suspension could be a year rather than 6 weeks or 8 weeks, right? And so it's really funny at how dumb he is and not thinking about these things just from a logical perspective. And it's almost like Lori Loughlin with the whole scandal where you see Felicity Huffman settle 2 weeks in prison. Lori Loughlin gets like 2 or 3 months, you know? It's like you should have just settled in the beginning and just take your medicine.
Yeah, we saw it was his people that decided that he wasn't going to settle. It was what was the guy's name? Gaffield or something, whatever it was. Rusty Harden put it out there that they did not think that Deshaun was guilty. They did not think that Deshaun, they found no evidence of it. And they said, we're not going to give this woman any money because Tony Busby is asking for $100,000 because we don't think Deshaun did anything wrong. Well, you guys was a critical, critical error at a young juncture.
More than likely, Deshaun's inability to be honest.
Yeah.
And it's embarrassing, obviously. But, and how many times do I have to storm through the door again? You want to tell me about this?
Yeah.
We see this every time in movies.
I was watching the reboot of Perry Mason, and it came up because the woman he was defending, a couple stolen kisses. Turns out there's evidence that she was having sex with a potential a kidnapper. And the guy goes, stolen kisses? That's all you had? You told me it was a couple stolen kisses. Turns out you're having sex in a hotel? Anything else? It happens.
I need you to be honest with me.
Yeah. All the time in those movies.
It's the oldest thing, and Deshaun got caught up in it. He wasn't honest about all this stuff. Whether you think he sexually assaulted or whatever, Deshaun clearly withheld information from Rusty Harden about how widespread this was. Rusty needed to know that, and they weren't honest. Deshaun obviously wasn't honest and forthcoming about it. And now it is going to cost him – it's going to eat up a chunk of his signing bonus easily.
Chunk of his signing bonus, yeah.
You just made Rusty a lot of money because he's going to have to do even more work.
Yeah, no,
if
no,
you
would have
just settled –
With this?
No, nothing. This is now going to require the hours he's billing you for now. Because you were not honest with Rusty, even if it was embarrassing to Sean, because he didn't tell the whole story about this is what could come out, even though this isn't accurate or true, it's going to look this way, whatever
well,
it was.
Well, this is even before Rusty got involved.
Oh, no, I know.
This is Deshaun wasn't honest with any of his people about what was the pot. And yet, this powder keg that Deshaun, he had to, is he so far gone that he still believes that there's nothing here that he did nothing that was inappropriate at the very least on this again we're not going to make at the very least he's guilty of being not all that bright of not having common sense about how to go about getting these massages. At the very least.
Lamont said it perfectly. Maybe not the very start, but as this thing started to snowball. This guy ain't a great decision maker, is
no,
what he said.
No.
At the very least.
At the very least. To where he was and where he is now, goodness gracious, Deshaun, you couldn't have blown this any worse.
All right, home opener. Right. We got to get to home opener.
Home opener tonight.
I see some people are excited about it.
Tonight, it's home opener. First, though, it's Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. That's what we're talking about here. If you're looking for the best way, I don't know what you're doing with your backyard. I have no idea. Do you have already a kitchen? Are you using it? Is it getting old? Does it not seem like it is everything that you need in your outdoor kitchen? Jeff Aronoff did that for us, our outdoor kitchen, and it is it was absolutely wonderful what he did for us, putting in the countertop, fitting it to our grills, having a counter space and underneath to fit the garbage can, and everything about it was just perfect. And then a little dining area he made for us as well. I mean, it could not have been better. And, you know, it helped us when we sold our house. It helped immensely. And this is something that you need to think about. If you've got a home that is 10, 15, 20, 25 years old now, guess what? You've got to upgrade, people. If you don't, guess what's going to happen? You're not going to be able to sell this thing. It is going to lose value. Well, don't lose value. Call Jeff Aronoff and let him come and fix this thing up. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 748 ESPN 97.5. Astros tonight. Let's go. Beat the snot out of the A's blow. If you lose a game to the A's now, you are a terrible person, okay? You cannot lose to these Oakland A's. They are garbage.
Hey, where's Mike Fiers? Is he going to
He's going to start. Mike Fiers is starting game two.
Is he?
No.
Is he starting game two?
No, he's not starting game two.
Is he getting better, though? Is he close to returning?
He is not. The A's finally won a game 4-3 yesterday.
Heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking that the A's finally won a game. You have a 4.5 game lead over the A's already.
By the way, Mike Fiers is out. Two more simulation games and he's back. Mm. Do the math.
Yeah. So it's immediately after. Well,
can I cuss and you just bleep it out, Dell?
No. No.
Can you just, if I say something, can you just, I just want to say it.
Don't you have a podcast you can curse on?
No, Eric's mad at me because I didn't have time to do it. Now you're taking my calls or texts.
He's
like
ghosting you?
Yeah, Eric's ghosted me because he's mad because I just didn't set up podcasts.
Eric Layden.
He's mad at me because I was got knee deep in draft stuff and I didn't have time to do podcasts. So he's like, okay, bro, you're dead to me.
Don't let your draft stuff, sabotage your relationships.
Yeah. I know. It's unbelievable. Call,
you should have responded to Eric. He's your buddy. Well, at least he was.
I need to.
Why can't you drop F-bombs on Mike Fiers in
a sports mat video?
Well, you could do that.
Or
that.
But I'm not doing a podcast now right now. We're not doing off script right now. That's what I'm saying. Well, I need to.
Can't you go to Brandon?
I wasn't going to say F-bombs. I was going to call him chicken.
Well, why don't you? Can't you do a video? Yeah.
He's a chicken ship?
Yeah, but that doesn't have
a video of Brandon and call him a chicken ship and he'll just bleep out the ship? Can't you do that?
Well, yeah, actually I could. And all I just want to just scream
just
out
scream
Mike
at
Fiers, you're a chicken.
Just scream at Mike Fiers on the video.
I don't have to answer any other questions or talk about, you know, try to come up with critical thinking. But, you know, I think when it's all said and done, Mike Fiers, I just want to be able to scream, you're a chicken. And then leave.
Yeah, okay. Well, why don't you come in, AJ and I? You can just come in and do that. We're doing AJ.
All right, that's fine. I'll be here.
And Mike Fiers,
He's got two more simulated games, and then he's going to be back.
Oh, good.
He's literally missing both series.
Yes.
With his fake injury.
It's not a fake injury. Guys, Mike Fiers wouldn't do anything like that.
What does he think is going to happen? He can't come up to the plate to hit.
Fiers was watching yesterday's game. Dream Shake says Fiers was so happy jumping up and down in the A's dugout. Made me sick. It's making me sick, too. Mike Fiers, this is 2 years now that he's dodged the Astros.
It says this says late April regular season debut.
Yeah, all right. But it's obviously, look, the Astros don't play. They've got the A's here now. When do they play the A's again? They're at Oakland May 18th, 19th, and 20th.
Well, expect Mike Fiers, even if it's his turn.
It won't be his turn.
Yeah, it won't be. But just expect that he won't be available.
Now, it could, and then they're back. The A's are back here July 6th, 7th, and 8th. What if it is? What if it falls on Mike Fiers? Do you honestly think that they will pitch him?
They didn't in the first year.
No, they didn't. No, but it actually, if you want to know the truth, did not fall on Mike Fiers' days. They didn't move him around. Mm-hmm. It actually fell perfectly. I don't know if they went before the season started
and counting.
Say, here's where, look at, we got to count down the days, and this is where Mike Fiers will fall right here. I don't know if that's the case. Mike Fiers, but the perfect place would be in May in Oakland for him to start against the Astros, not here.
Yeah, he would be healthy, you would assume, and he can get his start in, and he would be in a supportive environment while the Astros are beating him around the yard.
So, well, the A's bullpen is it's underneath here. The Astros bullpen is out in the open, out in right field. The A's bullpen is enclosed. You can't get to them.
Get to them?
Well, I mean, by get to them, I mean scream at them. I don't want anybody to get to them, but the screaming, you know, scream at him. You can't even do that.
One thing I've learned from Banshee is you can get to people.
I don't mean it
now. Even if it looks like it's impossible to get to somebody, you can still get to them. I learned that from Banshee.
No, that's,
you know, that's a fictional story,
yeah,
right?
Right?
Yeah, but what? But it's based. I think it's based on some true stuff.
No,
does he get to Amish girls?
One in particular.
One Amish girl really liked him.
See.
She doesn't look like an Amish girl, though.
She also took one for the team.
What's an Amish girl look like?
Not like that.
Not like Lily Simmons.
Not like Lily Simmons. Lily Simmons right now. Your girl from Fargo and also my girl.
That's your girl.
That's your girl.
What's her name?
Kate.
Sarah Jessica.
You already forgot about Mary Elizabeth Winstead. Sarah Jessica Parker.
She's in serious trouble right now in the power rankings.
I'm sure she's concerned.
She's in serious. There's a serious concern about where she's going to stack up here in the power rankings.
Well, but I guess she just needs to do something new. She's going to be in a Netflix movie center around her, so I think where she's being a contract killer or something like that. So maybe that'll change your mind.
You know,
you think that Lily Simmons is shooting up the power rankings
right
now? Yeah,
he's been watching a lot of Banshee.
Oh, my God. It's impossible not to shoot her up the rankings if you watch Banshee.
Phrasing.
Yeah, I think it's okay. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, to position her higher up.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing with the Astros. This is a chance
to assaulting your eyes here
again. Someone else assaulting your eyes.
She looks like a young Julia Stiles a little bit, only better. So the thing with the Astros is, so are we at full 50% right now?
Yeah, I mean,
are you sure?
Yeah, you're at 50%. Yeah,
The Astros are 50%.
50%.
Okay. Yeah. So there's, I would assume they're totally sold out, obviously.
Yeah. Well, I would. Oh no, I don't know about totally sold out.
Why would you not be sold out on opening day with so many vaccines being gone? Like they've got to be.
Yeah.
You sell out with regular amounts. Why would you not be here? The fans. You think the fans are going to give it to the A's nonstop, or just cheer the Astros?
Oh, I think they're going to. I think the A's are going to hear it. Yeah. I think the A's are definitely going to hear it.
Just for being D-bags.
For their D-baggery. Yes. Okay. And Mike Fiers, anytime that he, you know, walks from the bullpen to the dugout or whatever the case may be, their D-baggery, it needs to be heard tonight. Yes. Yes. We need to give it back to all of these. The Angels, when they come to town.
Yeah. That's what I'm asking. F them. How about the players on those teams? You want to treat us? You throw trash cans at us?
Yeah.
You know, you guys can throw.
What do we
get? Well, if this is Louisiana, it'd be empty bottles of Jack and stuff like that.
Yeah, but what are we going to throw at Maker's the Angels? Mark? Well, how are we going to counter the trash cans?
Watermelons,
Angels?
Entire cantaloupes.
What do we
fire that down on top of them? See how they like it. Like you do this to us, you bring a knife, you bring a spoon to a gun, you bring a knife to a gunfight. We're bringing guns. Not literally.
No. But what? What are we throwing at Angels to hurt their feelings? What?
I just told you, fruit.
Why fruit? Why does fruit hurt an Angel?
You've been hit by a cantaloupe?
No, we're fired not throwing down it on you at the players. We're just throwing it on the field. What are we throwing on the field to hurt their feelings?
Yeah. No. What? Just fire stuff down there at them.
No, what?
No, fire down things at them.
No. Don't throw things at the players.
No, this is just a theory. This is just something that's being put out there.
No, you're by just you. Putting it out there.
I'm putting this out there. I'm not advocating it. This sounds is what like people
yes,
are talking
you
about.
Are.
This is on like a Twitter. All right, Twitter poll. Should Astros fans try to get payback at
what should
I don't know, but if you do something to us, you gotta come back with a stronger.
I know, but what are we
right?
gonna but what
you're Italian
garbage
you're,
cans have meaning.
You're sure
what meaning
we don't need to have mean? We don't need to have meat. I don't know, giant 10-year contracts.
Throw bottles of opioids. No.
Oh my god. Wow.
CJ.
Is it
No.
Okay, spot the lies.
No.
Spot the lies in that tweet.
Well,
spot the lies in that tweet.
Y'all, how about steroid needles? I don't think we're living in a glass house over
they
here.
They literally killed somebody.
Yeah, they did kill somebody.
They had a player die.
Yeah.
But the Astros
you
with trash
throw
cans.
Tombstones on the field?
No.
I don't know, but that is ironic though. For Angels fans like woo.
Throw World Series rings, everybody has them.
You've got more than one probably.
That is true, Tim.
But don't throw them on the field.
No.
Yeah, Mike Socha has one though
from 2002. Speaking of Mike Socha, he was asked about the trash cans, and, right. And he's like, "Well, I mean, everyone has the right to express themselves." He couldn't even condemn. He's like, Mike, they threw trash cans on the field. You know, the sanctity of baseball, the field. Like, oh, everyone has the right to express themselves.
Dude, I'm getting the chefs are coming. They're all listening right now. Patrick Feegis. I guess I can say his name right now from Feegis Barbecue. Phenomenal. He says, dude, throw dead rats at the A's and amphetamines at the Angels. You want symbolic? Brian Caswell just says salt and shotgun shells. So I think he's like, I don't know if we're going to. Now, that's more banshee, to shoot a shotgun shell filled with salt.
No, we're not. No.
And don't. Caswell also says bowling balls.
What? He's trying to inflict harm.
No.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, wow. Now you guys get it.
Inflatable bowling balls.
We're not okay, yeah, inflatable bowling balls, if that's what you want. Also known as beach balls.
Painted as bowling
the
balls.
The chef community is out in full force right now.
They're vicious,
already.
Too. All right, 758 ESPN 97.5, 1 hour in, 713-780-3776. If you're having problems with 97.5 this morning, go to 92.5. All right? My buddy just texted me. I'm having a real problem out there in somewhere. One of those where Jackie lives. Anyway, go to 92.5 and see if that isn't any better. What I want to talk about right now is my man Patrick Chastain and Joe Chastain and the great people. Did you see the celebration at the University of Houston yesterday? Well, it has been a great year. Great year for the Cougs basketball, and it's going to only get better. And one of the reasons is because of the sponsorships involved in the Chastains put their money where their mouth is. And if you're looking for, you know, you Cougs out there, these are the people that you go see for your car. First of all, They're wonderful people. Secondly, they're going to give you the best deal. The Ford trucks right now, and the F-150 is the nicest truck I've ever been in, period, exclamation point. It is unbelievable. So you're looking for the best truck in the market. It's the Ford truck. You will love this F-150. And, oh, by the way, it doesn't matter what you're looking for. You're going to get the best deal with these guys. They're going to find out, first of all, what price you got, where you have to be with your payments, because they don't want you to be choking on them. What I need you to do is go to Chastain Ford and get the best deal you can with no dealer add-ons. They're not going to crush you with add-ons after it's all said and done. So you're looking for that Ford car or truck, the best deal in the city of Houston. I'm telling you, it's at Chastain Ford. It's online at ChastainFord.com. You can do it all online, or you can go to the dealership on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain. Thing forward.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com.